Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, you said it.
The plan for today's Gemara in Psachim Daf Hei Amud Aleph is we're going to continue into Rava's opinion. We're going to see what Rava has to say. And then we're going to see Tosfot Divrei Rabbi Ishmael, which happens to be Yosef. If you remember last week, you actually pointed out the question that Tosfot asks in this Divrei Rabbi Ishmael. And if you remember, the answer I gave you was actually very similar to what we're going to see in answer to Tosfot. Tosfot does not give an answer to the question. We'll see that soon. So the plan is like this. First, we're going to learn Rava. Then we're going to see the Tosfot Divrei Rabbi Ishmael. Then we're going to look into a Rashi in yesterday's Parashat Bo. Naturally, the Rashi on the Pasuk Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbitu. And we're going to see the problem, apparent problem in Rashi. And then we'll look in the Meharsha Bezat Hashem. So let's begin. So far, what's the sugya dealing with? We want to know what is the makor in the Torah for the Isur of Hashbatat Seor, for the chiyuv of getting rid of the chametz already in midday of Erev Pesach. So Abaye told us it's from the fact that we have two psukim that seem to contradict each other, Ach Bayom HaRishon, and the Pasuk of Shivat Yamim. And so it comes to be Marbe Arba Asar, with a little help from Ach Bayom HaRishon, Ach Chalek, which means Chatzot, which means in the middle of the day. Then we had Devei Rabbi Ishmael, that tells us from the Pasuk, I'm sure you enjoyed Kriyat HaTorah yesterday, when you were hearing these Pesukim, Barishon, Barba Asar Yom. It was beautiful, right? You're reading the parasha and you're thinking, oh, there's Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Oh, there's Rabbi Ishmael. Oh, beautiful. This is Abaye, right? Isn't that, that's the way it's meant to be.
Yeah,
exactly. It's the way it's meant to be. You're not supposed to hear Kriyat HaTorah and hear it just like a donkey hears it. You know, it passes by him like nothing ever happened. And meanwhile, worlds are flying around. So when you get a little bit of a taste, when you learn Torah Shebaal Peh, you realize how every word is a word in its, is a world in itself. So that was a great experience yesterday. So we have Rabbi Ishmael who says we find that Arba'asar is called Rishon from the Pasuk of Barishon Be'Arba'asar. In fact, the Te'amim make it much better because it splits up the words. You know, you need that for this Pirush of Devei Rabbi Ishmael. You need to have that Pazer Gadol on Barishon. It separates it. The Pazer Gadol separate. In fact, I was even thinking wild stuff. I was saying Pazer Gadol means it's mefazer the word. It spreads the word on the whole pasuk, which means Barishon is talking about the month. As I told you, the pshat is it means the first month, and it avails itself also for what Rabbi Ishmael is saying. Barishon means Arba'asar. Arba'asar is called Rishon. That's why you have the tam Pazer Gadol. I don't know if that's correct what I just said. But, you know, it's a fleeting thought. Why not? Yes, Yosef. Beautiful. You're referring to the Ramban, actually, in this parasha, in Parashat Bo.
I like Rav Shechter. He's great on the parasha.
Beautiful, beautiful. So did he mention the Ramban?
It had something to do with this over here.
Yeah. Before we went to Bavel, we didn't have names for the months, the Ramban says. We called it Rishon, Sheni. You look all throughout the Torah. There's no. It doesn't say Nisan, Iyar, January, February. It doesn't say that. It says Barishon, Basheni, Bachodesh Hasheni, Bachodesh Hashelishi. Why? Says the Ramban, we always refer to the months in a way that we will remember, we trace back to the Geula, to Geulat Mitzrayim. So when we say Bachodesh HaChamishi, which happens to be Chodesh Av, so why do we call it Chamishi? It's Chamishi to what? Chamishi to Yetziat Mitzrayim. Beautiful, right? Just like the Ramban also alludes to when it comes to the days of the week. A Jew doesn't say Tuesday or Wednesday, or at least that's not, you know, part of his lexicon, Be'etzem. What do we say in the morning? Hayom Yom Sheni B'Shabbat. Or this morning we said Hayom Yom Echad B'Shabbat Kodesh. We constantly call the days in reference to Shabbat. So when we number the days, we are remembering it Maaseh Bereshit, Shabbat. When we number the months, we are remembering Yetziat Mitzrayim. Look at that. That's beautiful, right? That's why I think that, you know, numbering the months in English, let's say, what is it? January. So you make one, and today is the 21st, or 25th, right? 24th. Okay, so you're right. 1, 24, 21. Now, I can't say any halakha lemaaseh. Obviously, it saves time to write 1, 21. But whenever I have time, I try not to do that. I write out January. I don't write the whole January. J-A-N, finish. Why? Because if I write 1, 1 to what? What? Why is January the first month? No, it's not. Nisan is 1, not January. So when you write 1 on January, you're going against what the Torah is saying. Now, of course, I'm not, again, please don't go around saying, oh, it's like a law. I'm sure there's someone out there that says this, that it's not allowed. But minhag is not to be makpid on that. But I'm just saying a little sensitivity to the way of the Torah is, what do you mean? This is not 1. Rishon hu lachem lechodshei hashana. The Torah says Nisan is 1. And why is Nisan 1? Because we count to Yetziat Mitzrayim. It's beautiful. So when we went into Babel, says the Ramban, that's when we started calling them by Babylonian / Persian names. Tishrei, Cheshvan, Kislev, these are Babylonian names. Why did we adopt those names? Because also by saying these names, we are tracing back to when we left Babel and we went to build Bayit Sheni. So just like when we said Barishon, Basheni, it was to trace back to Yetziat Mitzrayim, when we say Nisan, Iyar, you know, Sivan, we're tracing back to Geula from Bavel, when we left Bavel. That's what the Ramban says. That's a very interesting thing as well. So who knows, maybe when Mashiach comes, we're going to have totally a whole different name for the months. Although, based on what Chazal tell us that, you know, Benisan Nigalu, Ubenisan Atidim Nigael, so that means Nisan will be staying as the first month, you know, forever. Okay, we really got off topic here. I don't know how to bring it back, but we'll just bring it back as is. And that is, Rabbi Ishmael said, Matzinu Yudalit Shenikra Rishon. Rav Nachman Bayitzchak says, Rishon B'mashma'ut Ekra. He says, Rishon doesn't mean first only. It means preceding. So, Ach Bayom HaRishon Tashbitu, meaning the day that precedes the 6 days of Pesach is the day in which we have to do Hashvatat Se'o. And when we said that, we were led into a whole Shakla Vitalia. Is that so? What do you mean? Then what do you do with the Pasuk Ul Kachtem Lachem Bayom HaRishon? And on. And that led us as well to a beautiful Ma'amar of Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael themselves that teach us Bischar Shelosha Rishon Zachu Lishlosha Rishon. And we have a Ben Yoyadan that maybe if we have time, either today or tomorrow, we'll get back into that. But let's continue in the Gemara. Rava Amar Mehacha. So Rava says like this. Rava says from here. From here we can find the source that the 14th of Nisan is the day of Ashbatat Se'or, of getting rid of Chametz. It says in the Pasuk. Now this Pasuk is in Parashat Kitisa. All right? Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Literally, do not slaughter my korban of Pesach, dam zivchi, al chametz, together with chametz. So Rava says, what's the drasha of this pasuk? What is the meaning? Lo tishchat ha-Pesach ve'adayin chametz kayam. Do not do shchita of korban Pesach whilst chametz is still around. Oh, so wait a second. When is it that we have to be shochet the Korban Pesach? What's the time of Shechitat Pesach? The time of Shechitat Pesach is already from Chatzot and on. It's actually from the pasuk that we read yesterday. V'shachatu oto kol kehal adat Yisrael ben ha'arbayim. The Shechita of the Korban Pesach begins from the time which is called ben ha'arbayim. When does ben ha'arbayim begin? You look in the Ramban, in the parasha yesterday, as a whole arichut, Rashi also as well, on what ben arba'i means. Basically, it means the moment after the minute of chatzot. So let's say, for argument's sake, let's say chatzot is 12 o'clock. From 12:01 and on, until shkia, is called ben ha'arba'im. You know what? The Ramban explains, why is it called such a language, ben ha'arba'im, between or the two evenings. What's the two evenings? We have two evenings all of a sudden in a day. What's that talking about? Erev, I understand. Erev is evening. Arbaim is a plural for Erev. Why do we call it in plural? Just like we say Tzahoraim. Tzahor, right, Tzahor, what's Tzahoraim in Hebrew? Right? The afternoon, right? The midday, Tzahoraim. Okay, so say Tzohar. Tzohar is, it comes from, Tzahoraim comes from the word Zoharaim, right? Because Zohar means the sun is shining. That's Zohar, the splendor of the sun. So Tzohar and Zohar is the same. The Tzadik and Zayin are mitchalef. So why do we say it Bilashon Rabim? Why Tzahoraim? It should say Tzohar. You want to say Tzohar? Say Tzohar. Or say Zohar. Why do you say Tzahoraim or Zahoraim? The Ramban has a whole pirush on that. The Ramban says because the sun is shining on all sides at that point. It's shining on all sides of the world. All right. Look in the Ramban there. There are other reasons also. Coming back to Ben Arbaim, because the first moment that the sun is beginning to set is actually from Chatzot. Because the moment of Chatzot is what? Is the moment when the sun is directly in the middle, on top of our heads. Now, from Chatzot, what begins to happen? The sun begins to tilt. Obviously, it's not, right, it's us, it's the world, but without that right now. The Shkia, it's already like Shkia is beginning. And then there is the real Shkia. Then there is the time when we actually see the sun setting away from our sight. So it comes out, in essence, there's like two Arbaim, there are two Aravim, there are two evenings. The first evening, La'arov in Hebrew, Erev, the real meaning of Arov in Hebrew, means that it is beginning to be dark. That's why the Makav Arov, which means the mixture of animals, the word Arov is a mixture, right? Because when something is dark, it's all mixed up. You're all confused. You can't see. Is it you, Yosef, or is it you, Chaim? Yosef and Chaim begin to mix with each other when it begins to be choshech. So we see that erev and darkness and mixture is all together. So arov is when shkia begins. But when is the beginning really of that shkia? Is from chatzot. So in essence, there are two aravim. There are two times when we can point to as the darkening of the sun beginning. And that is right after Chatzot and also right before Shkia. That's why it's called Ben Ha'arbaim. Ben, what's Ben? Between, right? Which means all the time between the first Erev, which means Chatzot, and Shkia, that whole time in between is called Ben Ha'arbaim. How do you like that, Rabotai? I think we could call it a day, no? That's beautiful. Now we know what's Ben Arbaim. You know, many people live a whole life, they don't know ever what's the mean Ben Arbaim. They hear these words, Ben Arbaim, Tzahoraim, Yallah, okay. They know what it means. Now we know what it means. Baruch Hashem. Beautiful, now we can move on. So it says, V'shachatu oto kol kehal adat Yisrael Ben Arbaim. The time of Shechitat Chametz begins when? It begins the moment after Chatzot. And what does the Pasuk say? It says, Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. You can't. And how was Rava Doresh? Lo tishchat haPesach ve'adayin chametz kayam. Do not slaughter the Pesach, and chametz is still around. Oh! So we see from here that by Chatzot, chametz has to be long gone. Beautiful. Oh, this really sits well, right? This is like the first one that, this sits well. Beautiful. Rava, gotta hand it to you. Beautiful. Now the Gemara, however, has a few questions. Ve'ema, who tells you that this is the way to understand the Pasuk? Ve'ema kol chad ve'chad ki shachit, question mark, that's how you put the punctuation there. Ve'ema kol chad ve'chad ki shachit. Maybe we go by each person individually, whenever he is shochet the Pesach, he has to make sure that the chametz is gone. So in other words, like this. You have all Ben Arbaim. Now we know Ben Arbaim could be like a duration of 6 hours, right? Definitely. From Chatzot to Shkia, let's say. So now, all throughout that duration, Jews are able to do Shchita. It's a time that you're allowed to do Shchitat Korban Pesach. So maybe it depends on the person. A person who shechted his Korban Pesach 12:30, so he has to make sure that the Chametz is destroyed before 12:30. But let's say a guy was busy. And he didn't get around to Shchitat Korban Pesach until 4 o'clock, which is still fine. You could still do Shchitat Korban Pesach 4 o'clock. So what? So maybe by him, he could still have Chametz until 4 o'clock. So how do you know to tell me that ach bayom arishon tashbitu, you have to get, everybody has to get rid of the chametz by 12 o'clock, by chatzot midoraita. You're telling me that the pasuk is from lotishchat al chametz dam zivchi, that you're not allowed to shecht the Pesach when you have chametz. Okay, so who said that's going on the overall general time of Shechitat Pesach? Maybe it goes in accordance with each person individually whenever he got around to do Shechitat Pesach. Answers the Gemara, you can't say that. The Gemara says, Zman Shechita Amar Rachmana. Kadosh Baruch Hu is talking about the Zman Shechita. What is the time of Shechita? Yes, of course, you have the time that begins from Chatzot, and then each one, whenever he can fit it in, he does so. But when is the official time? When is the official time of Shechitat Pesach? Chatzot? Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi. The Torah cannot be telling us halachot that depend on each one individually. That's impossible. Just like we find the rule, lo plug rabbanan, right? Rabbanan, when they make a gzera, they don't make it custom-made to each one. Can you imagine such a thing? No gzera would ever last if that would be the case. Because each one is going to say, I'm different, my case is different, this case is different, and everything will be falling into the dungeon, right? You have to make a set rule for everybody. So therefore, it makes sense that when the Torah says, lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, it's a set rule, zman shchita, amar rachmana. Hashem is talking about the overall official time for shchitat chametz, by which time you have to make sure the chametz is gone. Yes, Yosef? So basically, that's Rava's shita. And now, you know what the Gemara is going to say? That Rava's shita was not his, really. It wasn't new. It was already from the time of the Tanaim. Tanya Nami Hachi. We already learned like this in a Braita. What does the Braita say? Ach bayom arishon tashbitu se'or mibatechem. However, on the first day, you should be mashpit, you should get rid of the se'or, of the sourdough from your homes. So the Braita asks, Me'erev Yom Tov? O eno ela be Yom Tov atzmo? What does it mean? Ah, right? That's the question of the sugya. Ach bayom arishon. With this bayom arishon, is it Erev Yom Tov? Is it the 14th of Nisan? Or is it Yom Tov itself? Or is it the 15th of Nisan? Talmud lomar, answers the Braita, we have a pasuk. Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, lo tishchat et ha-pesach, ve'adayin chametz kayam. Divrei hu? Divrei Rabbi Ishmael. So Rabbi Ishmael, in fact, already said this proof of Rava, that it's from the pasuk, lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, lo tishchat et ha-pesach, ve'adayin chametz kayam. Now, I'm going to do something different here. We're going to stop in middle of the Braita, okay? Because Rabbi Akiva's opinion is actually the continuation of the Braita, but it leads us into a whole different topic, so I would like to stop here. Let's focus on Rabbi Ishmael and Rava, all right? Look in Tosfot, very quickly. Every Tosfot on this page, like all Tosfotim, are very juicy. Each one has an... But very quickly, let's just look in the one that begins with the words Divrei Rabbi Ishmael, all right? Divrei Rabbi Ishmael, Teima Leri. The Ri, Rabbeinu Yitzchak, has a big question. It's a question that Yosef, you pointed out last week. The Tana Divrei Rabbi Ishmael, Nafka Le Mikra Achrina. What do you mean? Look on top of the page. We have Divrei Rabbi Ishmael, the yeshiva of Rabbi Ishmael. What did they say? They said, Matzinu Yudalet Shenikra Rishon. So in other words, their proof that Yudalid is called Rishon is from the Pasuk Barishon Barbaasar. So, Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, Nafkale, they learn it out, Mikra Achrina, they learn it from a different Pasuk, from the Pasuk of Barishon Barbaasar. So maybe you'll answer Tosfot, the She'elah here, the Tshuva Smuya, you know, maybe you'll answer, you'll say, well, there's a difference between Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, and over here it's Rabbi Ishmael himself. So maybe you can't ask a contradiction. Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, the yeshiva of Rabbi Ishmael, they learned from Barishon, and Rabbi Ishmael himself, he learns from Lo Tishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi. Tosfot says you can't say that. You know why? Ubekama duchtin, because in numerous places elsewhere in Shas, such as, for example, in Zvachim Nun Bet, Megillah Kav Gimel, Parich me Rabbi Ishmael, Atana de Rabbi Ishmael. The Gemara does consider it a valid question of a contradiction to ask something from Tana de Rabbi Ishmael on Rabbi Ishmael. You have a Gemara saying, how could you tell me Rabbi Ishmael said this? What do you mean, but Tana de Rabbi Ishmael said this? It's a stira. And the Gemara doesn't say, well, this is Tana Devei and this is Rabbi. No, the Gemara doesn't say. Which means whatever we hear from the yeshiva is what he said, right? So what's going on? That's Tosfot's question.
Is this similar to when we've had cases where it's been Hillel and Beit Hillel, where they've had contradicting views? Or
could be, yes. Although in general, again, I'm going to tell you what I told you last week also, like in regards to Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael. In general, when it says Tana Devei, or let's say in the question that you're asking, Bet Hillel, usually those teachings came from the Rosh Yeshiva himself. And that is Hillel, or in our case, Rabbi Ishmael. But sometimes it's not directly from the Rosh Yeshiva, but it's the Talmidim of that Rosh Yeshiva in what they estimated to be the Derech Havana of that Rosh Yeshiva. So in other words, you could have a halakha that Bet Hillel say that the Bet Hillel is the yeshiva, the Talmidim of Hillel, and they held, this is what our Rebbe Hillel, Zecher Tzadik VeKadosh Livracha Zechuto Tagen Aleinu VeAl Kol Amo Yisrael, this is what he would say. So then, you know, sometimes it's possible not. You know, sometimes it's possible that Hillel himself would say differently. So it's, you know, there's no one blanket statement you can make here. In general, Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael, Bet Hillel, you can say this is what Rabbi Ishmael held. This is what Hillel held. As Tosfot is telling us over here. Tosfot is saying, we see that it's a valid question in other places in Chas to ask a contradiction from a Tana Devei to a Rabbi.
So therefore their opinions were the same.
Yeah, and therefore it's a stira, right? Therefore we have a question. Tosfot is not answering his question. He's leaving it open. But no, that's not what Tosfot is saying. It's not what he's saying, no. By the way, many times the Gemara does answer. You have two Tanaim who argue in what Rabbi Ishmael said. That's, in fact, what I told you last week. What I told you, sometimes you could have a machloket in the Talmidim, what the Rebbe said. So Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael is what the Talmidim said he said, and what Rabbi Ishmael said is another way of looking at what Rabbi Ishmael said. That's possible. What Rav Soloveitchik Kalav Shalom said, right? So you that's definitely a good example to what we're talking about. But Tosfot left the question open, so we have to deal with it. We have to deal with this question. One second, didn't Tana Devei Rabbi Ishmael tell us that we learn it from Barishon? And by the way, based on how we learned that Gemara before, you can already begin to know what the answer is. If you remember, based on the Pnei Yeshua that I told you how to learn the Gemara up in by Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, so then you can understand that, you know, what we're about to say. And what we're about to say is we have a Rashi in our parasha. So I have a Chumash here before me. If you want to quickly take a look in a Chumash with Rashi, it's in our Pasuk that we are dealing with. And our Pasuk is in Perek Yudbet, Pasuk Tet Vav, where it says, Ach bayom arishon tashbitu se'or mibatechem. It's so beautiful that, you know, we learn ach is chalek, right? And Rashi tells us, ach, it causes, it's a mute, it's a division. You see it also from the Ta'ameh HaMikra. There are two times in that paragraph, in that parasha, where it says the phrase, ach bayom arishon. In both times, it's with the yetiv. Ach, bayom harishon, tashbitu seor, mibatechem. How do you do yetiv? Ach, what's that? What's the sound of that tam? It's a stoppage. It's a pause. Very good. It's a pause. How is it called in Aramaic? Yetiv. What's yetiv? Sit. What does sit mean? Pause. Take a seat. Stop. Ach, bayom harishon. So that fits in beautifully with what we know, that ach chalek, pause, meaning cut, chatzi. Beautiful. So now let's see that Rashi. It's the in the middle of the pasuk. Ach dibur amatchil, ach bayom arishon tashbitu seo. And lo and behold, look what we have here. Look what Rashi says. Me'erev Yom Tov. First of all, he wants to set the rule straight. What does it mean by Yom HaRishon? Make no mistake about it. It's Me'erev Yom Tov. All right? It's the 14th. So now, how is it called Rishon? How is it called Rishon? Ve'karui Rishon lefi shehu lifnei ha-shiv'a. Oh? It's called Rishon because it precedes the 7 days. So how's that called Rishon? Umatzinu mukdam karui Rishon. And we find that a preceding is also called Rishon. Kemo, what pasuk does he bring? Harishon Adam tivalet. Were you born before preceding Adam? And Rashi helps you out. Halifne Adam nolata. Were you born before Adam? Does this ring a bell? Who's the one who said this?
The friend of Eel.
Who's the one who said? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, right? Very good. So, okay, so you're learning Rashi, and you know Psachim by your fingertips, right? And you're reading Rashi, say, oh, so Rashi, Paskins, he goes like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Beautiful. And then you continue the Rashi, and something's going on. O eno ela rishon shel shiva. Or maybe it means the first of the 7 days. Talmud lomar comes along the pasuk lo tishchat al chametz, lo tishchat al pesach ve'adayin chametz kayam. Oh, so that's how we know that it's erev Pesach. Wait a second here, Rashi. What'd you do? You started off showing me you agree with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and then who did you go like? You went like Rava / Rabbi Ishmael. So make up your mind. Are you going like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, or are you going like Rabbi Ishmael? I'm sure you're nodding your head, Yosef, because it's not a question because of what we learned the other week, right? Last week. It's beautiful. That really, it's not a machloket. They were just giving a pirush to prove Abaye, right? We'll see. It's possible to combine, but let's not rush. Let's first...
I was going to say, what's Rashi's job as his commentator?
His job is to give us a pirush on the Torah from Chazal. That's his job. That's what he decided.
But he's not giving like a paskin din.
No. So maybe I used the wrong word of paskin. Okay. So not paskin. I'm saying in his pirush, who did he explain like in the beginning? Rav Nachman. And then he turned around and explained like Rava. Wait, I thought it's a different opinion. If you learn the Gemara, it looks like it's multiple opinions. So Rashi, are you combining two opinions here? In fact, that's what he's doing. But we didn't know. Let's allow ourselves to be baffled for a few minutes, right? Isn't this amazing? Rashi is combining two pirushim. Something interesting, Shachal.
I don't understand why it's an issue.
The issue is, I don't understand why you don't understand it's an issue. That's what I don't get. I mean, if you learn Psachim Daf Hei Amud Alef, you're asked the question, Minalan, how do you know it's Erev Pesach? You have a Baye. And then you have Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, and then you have Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, and then you have Rava, right? So you look at it as separate opinions. And then when you look in Rashi, and you're all excited, oh, Rashi, how's he going to explain the Pasuk? Is he going to explain it like Abaye? Is he going to explain it like Rava? Is he going to explain it like Rav Nachman or like Rabbi Ishmael? What does he do? He starts off explaining it like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Oh, okay. So he held like Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. And then at the end, whoop! He goes like Rava. Wait a second. How do you do that? How do you take two opinions and put them together? I thought it's a machloket. Yes, Shachal?
But isn't Rashi just saying that you can understand it this way or this way?
No, he didn't say, v'davar acher. Rashi didn't say, or yesh mefarshim. If, according to you, Shachal, Rashi should have said, v'yesh mefarshim, a different way. No problem. Then the question would be, why Rashi chose only to bring two pirushim and not all four? If you're going to give me yesh mefarshim, why are you being so selective? But that's not what Rashi is doing. Rashi is all one sentence. First he tells us, matzinu rishon, that's called kodem. But maybe you still have a safek. Maybe it's the first day of the seven. What do you mean still have a safek? Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak didn't have a safek. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak said, rishon b'mashmauta dikra. Finished. He didn't have a safek. And then you come along to bring me Rava. So wait, is it two that are one? Is it Shnaim Shem Echad? What's going on here? So it's beautiful. It's beautiful, Rabotai. Look in the Meharsha. So again, this question that we have with Rashi is going to help us understand how to answer Tosfot's question as well. Okay? Because what was Tosfot's question? You have up on top Tana de Rabbi Ishmael, and then you have Rabbi Ishmael as a totally separate shita. Or are they really separate shitot? So that's what we have to figure out. Look in the Meharsha. Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. We are so lucky that we woke up this morning. What a gift, what a gift. Ah, imagine waking up to a world without a Meharsha. Imagine that. Oh, yeah. Don't even imagine it. Don't. Let's go. The first Meharsha on Daf Hei Amud Aleph. Gemara, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. You have the place, Rabotai? I'll give you a moment to pull it up there. You have it? He's saying that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak needs to come on to Rava's explanation of Lo Tishchat Al Chametz as well. Why is that? Says the Meharsha. Ve'ilav kra de lo tishchat, if it wasn't for the pasuk of lo tishchat, lo hava mafkinan milat harishon mimashma'utei de kol inach harishon de ktivi b'mikra kodesh u'belulav. Let me go back and explain that sentence. If it wasn't for the pasuk of lo tishchat, Rav Nachman would not have taken the word harishon out of its normal meaning as compared to the other Rishons written in Mikra Kodesh. So this is the novelty that we're learning now. We were okay with it till now because we were convinced that HaRishon means the preceding, right? But now the Meharsha is saying, Tzarich Lomar, you have to say Rashi learns differently. You have to say that Rashi learns that, no, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, who says that Rishon is Kodem B'mashma, that's only when you have to say that. But it's not simple all the time. If you don't have to say that, why deviate from the normal meaning of all other Rishons that are written in Mikra Kodesh Velulav? Why deviate? You have to have something that is spurring you on to do that. You have to have something that's pushing you. You know what was pushing Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? It was the Lo Tishchat Al Chametz. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak lomar, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak is coming to say, lefi hadrasha de lo tishchat, after we know the drasha of lo tishchat al chametz, have lashon harishon mashmautei kemo harishon adam. Now we can explain that ach bayom harishon, the meaning of that rishon is like the harishon adam tivaled of Iov. So let's repeat. Meharsha is saying something very simple, and it's clear cut from Rashi, that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, when he said, you see, when we learned the Gemara last week, what did we say? Rav Nachman comes out and he has a whole different dictionary. He holds that, like in a dictionary, when you look up the meaning of a word, so sometimes you have the primary meaning, and then you have the secondary, the third, sometimes the fourth, right? So we learned up until now, listen to me carefully, Yosef, we learned up until now that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, if you would look up in his dictionary and you'd look up the word Harishon, what would be the first Pirush? Kodem, preceding. The second Pirush, you would also see, first of, beautiful. You know what we're learning now? The Meharsha is saying it comes out of from Rashi's Pirush al HaChumash that's the wrong order in the dictionary of Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Even Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak holds that the primary meaning of Harishon is first. Number two is preceding. So in order for me to explain a pasuk based on the number two explanation, I need something. I need something else to push me to do that. You know what pushes us to do that? Lo tishchat al chametz dam zivchi, lo tishchat et ha-pesach, ve'adayin chametz kayam. Oh, so that means it has to be on Erev Pesach. So wait a second, so what's ach bayom harishon? Says Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, no problem. You don't use pirush number one, use pirush number two. That's the problem. Rishon harishon, adam tivaled, is also a valid pshat. Beautiful, that's all. That's all. Wait, Chacha, let's finish the Meharsha for a second. I'll come to you in a second. So the Meharsha says, Aval im kenu kasheh, based on this, if Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak all along was only building his pirush on top of Rava's pirush. So what is the Gemara asking on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak from all those other Harishons? That over there is no reason that forces you to take it out of the context of the first meaning. Kihacha, like over here that we do have, beharishon de tashbitu. Why was the Gemara so appalled with Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak? Why was it asking from all those other Harishons? Those other Harishons, there's nothing that pushes me to use explanation B. Whereas over here, there is something that pushes me. So what was the question, Bichlal? Let me just finish, Yosef, to continue the flow. Right? That's the question. Answers the Meharsha. V'yesh lomar shehu mefaresh. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, or rather, hu mefaresh, I think he means Rashi. That Rashi learns the Rava ati leshinuye ha de Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. Rashi learns that Rava is actually coming as another answer for Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. De kol hani harishon, vaday mamashen. All those harishons that you were asking from, they for sure mean the first of. Ela gabe harishon tashbitu, that pasuk of achbayim harishon tashbitu, de mapik leimi mashma e, that it takes it out from explanation A, lefarsho meikara, and uses explanation B to explain like harishon Adam. It's because of the pasuk of Lotishchat, which means like this. Till now we learned Rava as a separate answer to what, guys? To the Menalan that we started on Dalet Amud Bet. So we had a question, Menalan. You have Abaye, you have Avraham Yitzchak, you have Yishmael, and you have Rava. And each one is giving his take on the Menalan. Says the Me'arsha, Rashi is learning differently. No. Rashi is saying, you know what Rava is doing? Rava is not answering the Menalan. He's answering the questions of the Harishons on Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak. You got all crazy with all those Harishons and you attacked Rav Nachman. Comes along Rava and says, hey, hello. Calm down. Of course Rav Nachman knows that Harishon means the first. You know why over here he said it means demikara? Because we have a hechreach, we have something that forces us, and that is lotishchat al chametz dam zivchi. Beautiful. No? Rabotai, we're going to use the same system. I know I promised you, Yosef and Shachar, to come to you. I'll do that in a second. We're going to use the same system to answer Tosfot's question as well. And that's going to come from the Nimukei Hagriv. But Shachar, you were bothered with something? Hopefully not still, but let's see. Okay, what's your question? In the same vein, we're answering Tosfot's question. The Nimukei Hagriv says, Tosfot asked, I thought Tana Dever Rabbi Shmai learns it from what? Let's refresh our memories. Where did Tana Dever Rabbi Shmai learn it? Barishon. Oh, Matzino Yudalit, very good. Shenikra, as it says, Barishon Barbaasar. And here we have Rabbi Shmai learning from Lotishchat El Chametz Dam Zivchi. What's going on? Rabotai. I mean, I think you could answer on your own right now. Till now, we thought that these are two separate opinions. Now we're learning, just like we said by Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak, that it wasn't that he's saying that this is the meaning of Harishon. He was saying it's the secondary meaning that we have to say because of Lotishchat. Same thing when it says in Tana Devei Rabbi Shmael, Matzinu Yudalet Shenikra Harishon. You know why they were saying Matzinu? It was built off of Rabbi Shmael himself. How did Rabbi Shmael learn? How do we know it's Erev Pesach? From Lotishchat El Chametz Dam Zivchi, as we see openly in the Braita. Oh, so because of Lotishchat El Chametz Dam Zivchi, I have to explain that by Yom HaRishon, it's the 14th. Does it really fit? Comes along Tana Devei Rabbi Shmael and said, Matzinu Yudalet Shenikra Rishon. You're right. Normally Rishon means the first of. And that would be the 15th, not the Yudalid. But you know what? Because we have Lotishchat al Chametz Dam Zivchi, which teaches us that Ashbatat Seor has to be when? Has to be on Erev Pesach. Come along, Tana Devei Rabbi Shmuel, and it says, Matzin, don't worry. This we found that the Rishon is called Arba'asa, as in a different pasuk, Barishon be'Arba'asa Yom Lachodesh. So therefore, the drasha of Rabbi Ishmael from Lo Tishchat fits into the pasuk as well. That's all. Yes, when we learned Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel last week, the first time, we felt it was an adjustment on Abaye. You could learn right now, we're learning it's an adjustment on Rabbi Ishmael. Why? Because this answers Tosfot's question. Or else you have a stira between Tana Dvei Rabbi Shmuel and Rabbi Ishmael. Answer is it's not a stira. You put them both together. Oseh shalom bimromav, hu berachamav yaseh shalom aleinu ve'al kol Yisrael ve'imru. Yeah, ve'imru. Amen.
It fits together.
It fits together beautifully. Because the Pasuk says, Ach bayom arishon tashbitu. When is this bayom arishon? You have to say Me'erev Yom Tov. Let's read Rashi, right? You have to say Me'erev Yom Tov. I'm gonna take out the part of Rashi that brought Rav Nachman Yitzchak and just insert Tana Dvei Rabbi Ishmael. That's all we're doing here, right? It's Erev Yom Tov. How do I know it's Erev Yom Tov? Matzinu Arba Asar. That's called Rishon. Where is it Matzinu? In the Pasuk Barishon be'arba'asa yom lachodesh. Now continue Rashi. Or maybe it's only the first of the 7 days. Talmud lomar lo tishchat el chametz dam zivchi. And that's Rabbi Ishmael. So just like the Me'arsha explained that Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak was building on Rava, Tana Deve Rabbi Ishmael was building on Rabbi Ishmael. That's beautiful. That makes a lot of sense. And with this, you don't have Tosfot's question. Beautiful.